Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy New Year's, crypto fam. In today's show, Bitcoin starts 2022 at 47,200 as fresh research pins performance on China trader exodus. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as Max Kaiser shares here, 220,000 in 2022 in play. All Bitcoin fundamentals strengthened substantially in 2021. Move of 50% Bitcoin hash rate out of China, a drop then recoup without missing a beat in the emission schedule while removing the China FUD equals the greatest engineering feat ever. Stack harder. And here's a prediction from early December by Bobby Lee, which came true. Maybe that's why the hotly anticipated year-end bull market hasn't taken off yet. Waiting for the last hammer to drop in China. Expect a mini correction when the enforcement news gets out, and then a relief rally that can bring us back on track for a real Bitcoin bull market. And as pointed out here by William Clemente, Bitcoin's 2021 yearly candle in the books at $46,239. And as he shares here, open interest in and flush when Bitcoin ran range high. Let's see if it budges as Bitcoin runs range lows. And as I share in this 2017 throwback, free the market, free the world. Happy New Year's, crypto fam. Also in today's show, Ethereum drops below $3,800, but traders are unwilling to short at the current levels. I'll be breaking down the latest Ethereum technical analysis. Also in today's show, Decentraland, aka Mana, and two additional altcoins that exploded 16,000 plus percent in 1 year are top picks for 2022, according to CNBC's Brian Kelly. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, a new survey by Plan B shows only 24% think the Bitcoin price will be below 50,000 by the end of 2022. And to the contrary, the majority believe the Bitcoin price will be between 100 and 200,000 before the end of this year. I'll also be sharing the results from my latest poll I shared here on crypto Twitter. And we'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the alts are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but now also at no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. That's right. There are now officially no monthly fees for both new and existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC. To take advantage of this special offer, all I need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. iTrust is the number one IRA platform in America with over $3.5 billion in transactions. Not only can you buy, sell, and trade crypto tax-free, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase Custody with a $320 million insurance policy. Go ahead and visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA so you can start trading with no monthly fees, claim your $100 in free BTC, and let's start stacking those stats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts, and happy 2022, crypto fam. I'm your host, JV, and as usual, we have a lot to cover, so let's dive right in. Bitcoin bears lost out as the last minute of 2021 came to an end, and consensus is building around China again being the reason for weakness. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin one-hour candle chart. Now, hours before the yearly close, Bitcoin dived $2,000 to lows of $46,630 on Bitstamp before a modest recovery drew a line under 2021 at 47,200, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView shows. Now, while something of an anti-climax as far as many popular projections, the lack of parabolic upside for Bitcoin has recently seen explanations shift to the exchanges. Chinese users, following years of government tightening the screws in crypto trading, had until December 31st to leave the major Chinese exchanges, which were obligated to deregister them. And for Bobby Lee, former CEO of exchange BTCC, Bitcoin China, and a previous guest here of the show, this constitutes the last hammer in Beijing's arsenal and one which could have been having a considerable impact on selling behavior. Quoting Bobby Lee from this throwback from early December, the 2021 China crypto ban actually has delayed enforcement. The China exchanges, Binance, Hobby, OKEX have all until the end of the month December to fully deregister their Chinese clients and force withdraw coins. Once done, this could have the ultimate catalyst for upward Bitcoin price movement. Maybe that's why the hotly anticipated year-end bull market hasn't taken off yet. Waiting for the last hammer to drop in China, expect a mini correction when the enforcement news gets out, and then a relief rally that could bring us back on track for a real Bitcoin bull market. And for the record, I do expect and hope that the real bull market rally comes before the end of this year, 2021. If it doesn't and rather comes in early 2022, then I'll happily admit that my price prediction was wrong. Regardless, we can all celebrate once Bitcoin crosses $100,000. And again, this tweet was back on December 2nd, and he concludes here, and when it crosses $200,000, and again, when Bitcoin crosses $300,000 per BTC. So there you have it.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Other voices supported the theory, while this week Blockstream also acknowledged the possible pressure from offloading Chinese users, which could be selling their BTC in order to withdraw capital, leading to rising balances. And quoting Jesse Knutson from the Blockstream newsletter, I think this probably explains why we've seen Bitcoin typically trade weaker over Asia hours versus the US and European hours. And he makes a great point, and quoting him again here, it is also a potential reason for optimism going forward as the Chinese exchange overhang will be cleared from the ends of this month. And on the shorter time frames, then holiday liquidity could provide another reason to discard price dips like the one seen on Friday. Prior to the return of Wall Street and institutional traders, Bitcoin price action overall may provide an unreliable impression of how the market will perform. Subsequently, as pointed out right here by on-chain analyst Will and Clemente, Bitcoin's 2021 yearly candle in the books, which is at $46,239. And he also shares that open interest didn't flush when Bitcoin ran range highs. Let's see if it budges as Bitcoin runs range lows. I'm not very confident in the direction of this flush. Don't think it is currently as clear as late July. For example, just know it will come. This is why I've been advocating to have clear invalidation points. $53,000 served well and not buying the top. On Monday, and before I break down next story of the day, Ether drops below $3,800, but traders are unwilling to short at the current levels, as well as Decent Trader and two additional altcoins that exploded over 16,000% in 1 year are the top picks for 2022, according to CNBC's Brian Kelly. As well, as I share this survey by Plan B, which shows only 24% think the Bitcoin price will be below 50,000 by the end of 2022. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are currently correcting back in the red, with Bitcoin down 2% for the day, maintaining just above that critical $47,000 support. We have Ether down 2.2%, trading just above $3,700. Solana down 1.5%, trading just above $172. Luna down 1%, trading at $88. Cardano down about 1.5%, trading at $1.33. And Binance Coin down almost 1%, trading at $517. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Even though Ethereum reached a all-time high of $4,870 on November 10th, the bulls have little reason to celebrate. The 290% gains year to date have been overshadowed by December's 18% price drop, but still, Ethereum's network value locked in smart contracts increased ninefold to $155 billion. That's right. And looking at the past couple of months' price performance, performance chart doesn't really tell the whole story, and Ethereum's current $450 billion market cap makes it one of the world's top 20 tradable assets, right behind two-century-old Johnson & Johnson conglomerate. Now, 2021 should be remembered by the decentralized exchanges, Sheer Growth, whose daily volume reached $3 billion, which is a 340% growth versus the last quarter of 2020. Now, still, crypto traders are notoriously short-sighted, accentuating the impact of the ongoing downtrend channel. Now, also note that derivative markets do not reflect panic selling. And to understand whether bearishnesses have been instilled, one must analyze the futures funding rate perpetual contracts, also known as inverse swaps, which have embedded rates usually charged every 8 hours. Those measures are established to avoid exchange risk imbalances. A positive funding rate indicates that long buyers demand more leverage. However, the opposite situation occurs when short sellers require additional leverage, and that causes the funding rate to turn negative. Now, top traders are increasing their bullish bets. That's right. Exchange provided data highlights that traders long to short net positioning by analyzing every client's position on the spot perpetual and future contracts. One can better understand whether professional traders are leaning bullish or bearish. And there are the occasional discrepancies in the methodologies between different exchanges. So viewers should monitor changes instead of absolute figures. And right here in the top, you're looking at the Binance top trader long slash short ratio positions, followed by Hobby Global, followed by OKEX. Now, currently, there is hardly a sense of bearishness present in the market. According to the data, pro traders are buying the dip, while retail investors' net demand for shorts hardly changed throughout the past month. And of course, none of that can predict whether Ethereum will flip the current descending channel, but one might infer that there is little interest in betting on the downside from here. That's right. How many of you are currently bullish on Ethereum? Let me know in the comments right down below. And before I break down next story of the day, Decentraland and two additional altcoins that exploded by over 16,000% in 1 year are top picks for 2022, according to CNBC's Brian Kelly, as well as I share Plan B's latest survey, which shows only 24% think the Bitcoin price will be below 50,000 by the end of 2022. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $2.2 trillion with about $78 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 40.2%, with the Ether dominance at 19.9%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have XDC leading the pack up 11%, trading at 10 cents, followed by Cosmos up 8.5%, trading at $34, followed by Oasis Network up 7%, trading at about 44 cents. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 21 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday was a 28, last week a 39, and last month a 32 in fear. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. CNBC contributor and CEO of digital currency investment firm BKCM, Brian Kelly, is naming three metaverse specific altcoins that he believes possesses high potential in 2022. In a new episode of Fast Money, Kelly says that the three altcoins will appreciate as their respective virtual worlds become more popular, as he shares here in this tweet, which I'll include in the show notes below the video in the description. Now, in the case of Decentraland, aka Mana, a virtual reality platform, Kelly says the crypto asset could rise in a manner replicating the upward trajectory of social media giant Facebook stock. Quoting him here, in Decentraland, you can buy real estate, you can buy shop fronts, you can do a lot of different things virtually, and the currency of that virtual world is Mana. And again, about network effects, just like Facebook grew, the price of Facebook stock grew, and these networks grow, and these virtual worlds grow, and the underlying currency needs to grow to service that underlying economy. Now, Decentraland, which has appreciated by over 4,200% in the last 12 months, is currently trading at about $3.30, as you can see here, and it is currently the largest metaverse token by market cap, with about a $6 billion market cap, and trailing right behind it is Axie Infinity with a $5.6 billion market cap, currently trading at $92.66. Now, Axie Infinity is a decentralized game universe where players can own, buy, sell, and trade digital assets, earn from their participation. And according to Kelly, Axie Infinity will enjoy upside potential if the ecosystem keeps growing. Quoting him here, this is a game play to earn. It really came on the scene this year like gangbusters, and it's all about the network effect. As long as this game continues to grow, the value of the underlying currency, AXS, will grow with the network. Now, the native token of Axie Infinity has shot up by roughly 18,000% over the past 12 months. Holy moly. Now, next up is Sandbox, a gaming ecosystem on the Ethereum blockchain. And checking out the market cap here, the Sandbox is the third largest metaverse token with a market cap of $5.4 billion, currently trading at $5.89. Now, Sandbox is a gaming ecosystem on the Ethereum blockchain where participants can share and monetize non-fungible tokens, better known as NFTs, and gaming experiences. The CNBC contributor says that Sand will also rise as the Sandbox virtual world gains more popularity, quoting him here, as the Sandbox network grows, the currency will tend to grow with it to service the underlying economy. Now, Sand has gone up by over 16,800% over the last year. Now, which metaverse cryptocurrencies are you currently most bullish on for 2022? Let me know in the comments right down below. And before I break down our final story of the day, and I share the latest survey from Plan B, which shows only 24% think the Bitcoin price will be below 50,000 by the end of 2022. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all my resources here on the channel, including my crypto/merch store, which is now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 100,000 subs along with $100,000 Bitcoin price. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasting platforms. We're currently receiving over 500,000 downloads per month. You can find me on Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, or Apple's iTunes, or even Google Play. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Although Bitcoin ended up with more than a 60% increase in 2021, there was a bit of disappointment in the crypto space. This is because the asset failed to increase into a six-digit territory and actually fell by 30% in less than 2 months. Now, the creator of the popular stock to flow model Plan B, shout out to Plan B, initiated a poll which shows that nearly 50% of the community expects the Bitcoin price to head to and above $100,000 by the end of 2021. Checking out this poll here, it had 178,985 votes, and we have 32.6% of the people voted that the Bitcoin price will end 2022 between $100,000 and $200,000. 31% said between $50,000 and $100,000. 23% said less than $50,000, while 12% said greater than $200,000. And I also recently polled my audience as well, Bitcoin 2022 peak high predictions, and 39.4% said between $100,000 and $199,000. 35% said between $50,000 and $99,000. 14.8% said between $200,000 and $299,000, while 10% of you said above $300,000 per BTC. So there you have it. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to end before the end of this year? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now, referencing another poll back from September of 2020, when Bitcoin was just breaking above 10,000, most people said it would not go above 55,000 in 2021. But guess what? It did. And later on in March of last year, when Bitcoin was flying high at above 55,000, the majority of the community voted it will go north of 100,000, which it didn't. And moreover, the biggest optimist even said it will go to $500,000 per BTC. Now, the general sentiment is somewhat more bearish, evident by the Bitcoin Greed and Fear Index, indicating extreme fear, which is an excellent buying opportunity. Now, this is mainly because Bitcoin is down by more than 30% since its mid-November peak of $69,000. Now, 2021 was actually a very good year for Bitcoin, despite the current negative sentiment in the community due to the latest price slides. Last year was actually quite positive for the primary crypto. It charted several new all-time highs, with the latest coming at $69,000 back in November, as I previously mentioned. And although Bitcoin dropped by more than 20,000 since then, it still finished the year with an over 60% increase. Not too shabby, eh? And as a result, Plan B outlined that it has outperformed most other traditional financial assets, including gold. In fact, the precious metal, considered by many as the ultimate hedging tool against inflation, ended up with a minor loss in a year that saw inflation rates skyrocketed, as Plan B shared here. Happy New Year 2021. Bitcoin up 60%. Real estate up 35%, stocks up 27%, bonds negative 2%, and gold negative 4%. It is what it is. So stop listening to Peter Schiff and hedge your bets on Bitcoin. And if you're a gold holder, it's time to capitulate, don't you think? And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin starts 2022 off at 47,200 as fresh research pins performance on China trader exodus. Also in today's show, we discussed Ethereum dropping below $3,800, but traders are unwilling to short at the current levels. bulls, and we also discuss Decentraland, aka Mana, as well as two additional altcoins that exploded 16,000% plus in 1 year, our top picks for 2022, according to CNBC's Brian Kelly, and also shared the latest Plan B survey, which says only 24% think the Bitcoin price will be below 50,000 by the end of 2022, as the majority vote says between $100,000 and $200,000 for the end of the year. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. And I greatly appreciate all the super kind super chat contributions coming from LNP, Nico, No Money G, and Bitbud. Much love. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, our very own Katie Lux wrote, huge happy new year. Wishes to the legendary JV. Love the show and the bullish news and the attitude of our host. Peace and love in 2022. JV and the Crypto News Alerts fan gals and boys. Happy new year. Katie, greatly appreciate your continued support this entire year and pleasure to call you my friend. Cheers to an incredible 2022. Peace and love. And our next featured comment comes from Digital Gravity, who wrote, JV, thanks for being a part of my crypto journey this year. I entered the space and have done a ton of research, learned how to self-custody, and have followed a handful of key YouTube channels for news and insights. Yours is one of my favorite new daily listens. Thanks for the hard work. Keep hoping hyper-Bitcoinization happens in 2022. Cheers to hyper-Bitcoinization in 2022, fam. Send it. And our third and final comment comes from our very own Inner Dino, who wrote, thanks, JV. I'm full of optimism for the new year, and it's going to be magnificent. Party hard tonight, JV. Enjoy yourself. You deserve it. Cheers, Inner Dino. Greatly appreciate you tuning in all year. Make it a fantastic 2022. Bitcoin to the moon. Let's freaking go. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. As always, I appreciate you tuning in and journeying along with me inside this incredible crypto matrix. That's right. Bitcoin is the glitch in the matrix. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.